There couldn't be a more fitting song to sing as I take a moment and introduce our speaker to you this morning. Brother Bill Caldwell and his sweet wife, Ruth. That's a mouthful. His sweet wife, Ruth, oh my goodness, I'm going to stop there with the second one, are out here from Austin, Texas, and it's wonderful to have you folks.
Amen.
Bill speaks on behalf of World Bible School. It's been around for many, many years, and had a great class this morning. I appreciated that, brother.
Amen.
He's going to bring to us the lesson this morning. We have a potluck, so again, if you're visiting, stick around if you would. If you're not visiting, stick around anyway, and let's have a meal together. We're going to eat with Brother Bill and his sweet wife, Ruth, and then we're going to get back together at 1:30. So please stick around. If you're going to eat, stick around, and he's going to talk a little bit more about World Bible School this afternoon at 1:30, right after our potluck. So we're going to spend some time together today. It's going to be a wonderful day. I know you'll be benefited from it. It's a wonderful program. And again, just like the song we sang, we have the responsibility from God through his son, Jesus Christ, to spread his message.
Amen.
That's our job. And Brother Bill is going to talk a little bit more about that this morning as we look at opportunities and things that are put together for us to be part of to do that very thing. So with that being said, I want to introduce Brother Bill Caldwell.
Thank you, Adam. And we'll see if the technology will work for me here. There we go. Well, good morning. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you again to the elders for allowing us to come. It's great to see you all, and we really appreciate the warm welcome that you've extended to us. My hope is that you will learn some things this morning that will be helpful to you. And my hope is that you will go right over here to this corner and look at some of these materials on the table. I brought samples, so please help yourself to some of those. Take them home, take a look, see what you think. I'm here to talk about World Bible School. But before I do, I want to, I want to lead into it in this way. Has anyone here ever met Tex Williams? Does that name, anyone know Tex? Okay. Tex passed away about 10 days ago. Tex was a preacher and a missionary extraordinaire. Tex taught in over 90 countries around the world. On a more personal level for me, Tex led the World Bible School ministry for over 20 years, from 1987 to 2006. He led this ministry through times of great growth, some times of some struggles, but he remained faithful to God. And the reason that I show you this is because in 1987, as he was considering whether to get into this ministry, whether to become involved with it, he made his decision based on three things, and I want to show those to you. He decided to come on board. He said, first of all, because WBS is teaching more people the first principles of the gospel than any other method that he knew. He said also that more people are being baptized through World Bible School than any other method he knew. And he saw it as a very effective way to teach people the beauty and the love that Jesus has, the grace that he shows, and the opportunity for them to be in relationship with him. And finally, he said that WBS is involving more American Christians in sharing the gospel than any other method that he knew. That was very true, and it is still true today. And that's one of the reasons that I am so sold on World Bible School as a tool that any Christian can use to help share the gospel. Why am I standing before you this morning to talk about this? Well, we talked in class a little bit about the Great Commission from Matthew chapter 28. The fact that Jesus told his followers to take his message to the whole world. They did that in the first century. How are we doing today? Are we taking this message to our world today, just as they were in that first century? Well, World Bible School can help. World Bible School can provide important tools to help Christians share their faith and to share the wonderful message of Jesus. This morning, I want to talk about six separate and distinct tools that we offer and describe them for you in a way that hopefully you will want to use them yourselves. First is the World Bible School Study Edition Bible. Has anyone here ever seen one of our Bibles? Anyone familiar with these? I've got some on the table back here. If you'd like to take a look, please do. Here's what it looks like. It's a small, compact Bible. It is the English Standard Version, and we use that version for a couple of very important reasons. One, it is very true to the ancient texts. But additionally, it's written in modern language because when you think about World Bible School students, they literally come from around the world. Many of them don't speak English as their original birth language. So they need a translation that is easy to understand. So we've done that, and this Bible has proven to be very, very popular, very useful, and people have found very creative ways to use it, and I'll talk about that in a few moments. One of the ways that people use this Bible, a lot of members of Churches of Christ use World Bible School materials in teaching in jails and prisons. But what they found in some cases was some facilities would not let this Bible in because when you open it up, the binding is open. And they feared people could hide contraband in that area, so they wouldn't allow them to bring this Bible in. So we created what we call the prison Bible. It is identical in content, but as you can see, it has a different color cover and the binding is glued. We wanted to remove that concern so that more and more people could have the opportunity to study God's Word. And it's proven to be very helpful in that regard. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this Bible itself. In the back of the Bible, there are over 100 pages of study helps. And that in itself is a great thing. But it goes hand in glove with the World Bible School courses, like the ones I have laid out on the table here. These notes in the back are organized into 6 chapters. This one is entitled, God Has Spoken. One of the World Bible School study courses is entitled, God Has Spoken. So if you're a WBS student studying that lesson, you have here several pages of additional helps for you to help you dive into God's Word and learn more effectively. In addition, in those same study notes, there are a variety of topical studies of great importance to the student. Here you see one, I don't know if you can read it or not, but the paragraph says, why must people be baptized? This presents a very factual description of what God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, teach about the concept of baptism, about conversion. And if I'm going to be obedient to God's will, what does that mean? This helps to describe that. It's very important because if you go today into any Bible bookstore and open a study Bible that's on the shelves, if it talks about salvation, here's what it'll tell you. It will say something like, say the sinner's prayer. Or it will say, accept Jesus into your heart. But it will not tell you specifically from the Scripture what God's inspired Word says. It will instead give you some man's opinion. So this is very important, and it's very useful information to a serious student. These Bibles are very affordable. They're $5 a piece, less expensive for quantity purchases. And as I said, they've been very, very helpful, very useful. They've benefited a lot of people. One quick story I'll tell you about people who benefited from it. A friend of mine named Bill Lewis serves as a volunteer chaplain at a federal prison in Colorado, Sterling, Colorado. He goes in and teaches the inmates the Word of God. He uses World Bible School material to do that. He wrote me this email a couple of years ago, and he told me that it was a tremendous day. They had baptized 23 people that day. It was awesome, he said. But notice what he said. One of the men there told him, I would not have known to do this, referring to his obedience to the gospel. I wouldn't have known to do this except for World Bible School. Now, I share that with you not to brag about World Bible School, but to illustrate the fact that giving a person the opportunity to dive in and understand God's Word can change lives. Amen. And it did that very, very thing right here. Now, let's get more specific to the Bible itself, the WBS Study Bible. A year later, Bill wrote me this. This morning we baptized 26 men. Many of them taught themselves with the WBS Study Bible. Many were taught by others that we taught and baptized last year. I hope you see what's happening there. First of all, some dug in themselves into God's Word. They taught themselves. But look what else happened. These Christians went into this prison. They taught people who obeyed the gospel. What did those people do who obeyed the gospel? They taught others as well. So we see here the pattern that God wants to see happening. Christians sharing the message with others who also become Christians. The Bible is a big part in that. The second tool that we offer are our printed lessons. World Bible School as a ministry of Churches of Christ has been around since 1973. And in that entire time, we have been based on sending printed lessons through the mail to students in various parts of the world. Students study those lessons, answer the questions, send the questions back to the teacher. The teacher grades those, sends them back along with the next lesson. So they communicate back and forth. That's how this ministry began. That's still a very big part of the ministry to this day. Here you see the lessons, the courses that make up what we call the Master Series. This is the basic study curriculum. Now, if this were 25 years ago and I were describing this to you, I would say the study curriculum consists of 6 lessons. Well, today it consists of 50 lessons in the 7 courses. Very comprehensive, very in-depth. It begins with the very basics, the way to life, a short introduction to the series. It asks a very important question. What kind of a roadmap are you using for your spiritual life? What guides you in your decisions that you make every day, where you go, what you do, etc.? What's your roadmap? Okay. On a spiritual level, that's a very important question. From there, we go on and we talk about the fact that God exists. God has created this world. God has spoken. God has revealed Himself through the prophets. Now, that sounds pretty basic to us. But you know, today we can't make assumptions about how much people know about God, about Jesus, about the Bible. We cannot assume people have the same level of knowledge that we might have assumed 30 or 40 years ago. So we start at a very, very basic level. Who is God? From there, the next booklet is entitled, This is Good News. Now again, put yourselves in the shoes of this person who might be studying this material. What good news? What does that mean? What this means is that the God who created the universe, the one who loves us, wants to have a personal relationship with each and every one of us. That's the good news. Why is that good news? Because we need that desperately. We need to be connected to God. From there we go on and we talk about this one, knowing Jesus. How is that relationship possible? Through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And you can see even on the cover, Jesus is on the cross. The relationship that God wants to have through us is possible through His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, how do I enter into that relationship? Born of water and the Spirit talks all about conversion and what that really means. What is conversion? If I'm to please God, if I want to enter into a relationship with Him, how does that happen? How does my life need to change? What do I need to be and how do I need to obey Him? That's what this is all about. These first 5 courses encompass 29 lessons. They're all written for people who are seeking, who have not obeyed the gospel. The last 2 booklets, 21 lessons, are written for the new Christian to help them grow and mature. Let's face it, a person might be baptized and they might conclude, now what? What's next for me? What do I need to know? Well, this helps them to grow and mature in their faith. This is tremendous material for working with and studying with new Christians. Those are the printed lessons in the basic study course. They involve the student answering questions after they study the lesson, the multiple choice questions, the discussion questions, and then, as I mentioned before, the teacher grades those. Additionally, we offer some other printed lessons, printed materials. The first one is a 2 booklet set written for Muslims. We get a fair number of Muslims every year who register to study with World Bible School. And before they can get very far in a study with us, there's certain basic concepts that have to be discussed and have to be settled in their mind. One of which is, why do you Christians elevate Jesus Christ among or above the other prophets? Why do you do that? That's a very big question on the mind of a Muslim. These attempt to answer those questions to help that person come to the point where they will continue the study with us. Additionally, we get a lot of very young children who register as well. So we created the children's series written for kids about ages 8 to 12. If they're a little too young for the Master Series, this is perfect for them. It's written on their level, and yet it still involves the questions and the communication with the teacher along the way. Now, just more recently, we've also come up with some supplemental courses, the first of which is called Lord Teach Us to Pray. It's an in-depth look at the prayer life of Jesus. The whole point is every one of us needs to improve in our prayer life. And I hope you would agree with that. Every one of us can grow in that area, needs to grow in that area. If we're serious about that, where should we look to help us grow? How about to the prayer life of Jesus Christ? That's what this does. It contains 13 lessons and as such is perfect for Bible class curriculum. I taught it in the spring back in my home congregation. It's very well received. Excellent material. Additionally, test the spirits. Test the spirits to see whether they are from God. This is all about miracles. It helps a person to look at what the Bible teaches. It illustrates Bibles or miracles as they are found in the Scriptures, and then compares those to what today is claimed to be miracles so that the student can make a comparison and understand the truth according to God's will. 13 lessons as well. And then finally, the Guide to New Testament Christianity is written to help a person who's trying to find the Lord's church. It helps describe from the Scripture what the Lord's church is and how we can recognize it. Or it also would help them to start the Lord's church if there is not one where they live. Now, a lot of people benefit from these printed lessons. As I mentioned, this was how this ministry began in 1973. It was a correspondence ministry and it continues to be that today. Last year, we registered over 1.3 million people around the world who requested to study with our paper lessons. So it does touch a lot of people, provides a lot of opportunities to share the gospel. And that's why we need more helpers to help serve as study helpers to share the gospel with these people. Lots of students, we need lots of teachers. A lot of people benefit from it. Here's just one quick example. This young man's name is Rusari. He lives in Harare, Zimbabwe. He led a very tragic, very, very difficult, a very tragic early life to the point to where he attempted suicide 4 times as a very young boy. After that, he was given the opportunity through World Bible School to study the gospel. He completed the series, he obeyed the gospel, and here's what he had to say afterwards. He said, "I got changed by WBS. Actually, he got changed by the power of God's Word, which was simply revealed to him through World Bible School. And he said, I will change others' lives too." He was transformed from a hopeless state to one of tremendous joy and happiness and great hope. And the power of God can do that. Many other people share similar stories. Also, we offer online lessons. Just as you see the booklets back here on the table, the same material is available in an electronic form online. Very same material, very same lessons, but not mailing through the mail, not sending back and forth that way, but rather studying on a laptop, on a smartphone, an iPad, etc. The same kind of questions, multiple choice questions, discussion questions, the same process. The study helper communicates with the student. They try to develop a relationship with that student, just as the postal teacher would do through the mail. Same thing. Try to gain their trust. Try to share with them that you really do care and that you really have their best interest at heart. That's how this works as well. It's very simple to become an online study helper, and we'll talk more about this after lunch, so please stay and listen as we talk about some of the nuts and bolts about how this works. But to become an online study helper, you simply go to worldbibleschool.net and click on the button, become a study helper, fill out the application and submit it. Very quick process, very easy to do. When you do, you're able to then go onto the website and see the list of students at that very moment, people who have registered from around the world who are requesting a study helper. In this example, there were 93 people from around the world. And then you can look at that list and choose one or more that you would like to study with and adopt them. It's as simple as that. A lot of people benefit from the online lessons as well. Here's a picture. I apologize for the quality of this photo. This lady's name is Ingrid. She studied these online lessons and she was baptized and became a Christian as a result. Now, if you look closely at this photo, you might see that Ingrid is in a wheelchair. Ingrid suffers from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And her disease has progressed to the point where she cannot move her arms, her legs, and she can't speak. She's basically a paralyzed person physically. And yet she was able to study the online lessons, complete the series. How in the world did she do that? Well, this is a great story where technology truly is our friend, because she was able to use technology to allow her to control her computer with the movements of her eyes. And through that technology, it allowed her to study each lesson, to answer the questions, and then ultimately to request someone to come assist her so that she could be baptized and become a Christian. Here's what she said up front. Somehow God led me to this amazing Bible study, which has changed my life. Here you see her in front of her computer monitor. The two gentlemen you see here are the ones who went to assist her with her baptism, Lazarus on the left and Machona on the right. I think I mentioned she lives in South Africa. And here we see, with the help of her husband, Ari, Ingrid is being baptized in a portable baptistry at her home. Here's what she said after the fact. I was baptized. It's no longer I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. Thank you, World Bible School, who made it possible for me. Again, where's the power? It's in God's Word.
Amen.
This tool helps to reveal that in a very effective way so that people can recognize the truth of the gospel and can respond to it. Last year, we registered 100,000 new online students along with the 1.3 million print students, about 1.4 million total around the world. And to make that even more interesting, I think, these are the numbers that we can count. But in addition, many of these students who registered also included, when they mail back their lessons, a list of, please send these lessons to my 10 friends or to my father or to my sister or whoever. Those numbers we have no way of knowing. So a lot of people benefit from this material. A lot of people get the opportunity to study. And up to 18,000 a year request to be baptized as a result of their study. Tremendous, tremendous success.
Amen.
If you go to Acts chapter 1, we'll see that Jesus told his followers that they were to be his witnesses in three places. He said in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, if I asked you, where were they when he gave them this direction? Does anybody know? They were in Jerusalem. Now, here's what I conclude from that, and I want to see if you agree with me. I don't think I'm stretching anything here. He told them, start in Jerusalem. He told them, start where you are. Now, he said the message was to go to the ends of the earth, but notice where he told them first to go. Go where you are. I believe the same thing applies to us today. That's the basis for the next tool I want to talk to you about, which is World Bible School Connect. That is simply using the printed lessons, the online lessons, the Bible, the other things that we offer, and target a specific location and use them right there. That's Connect. Now, let me show you how it works. To do that, you've got to find people in that location who are interested in studying. How do you do that? We can help find those people in the following ways. One is by using what we call a traditional campaign. Here's what that means. You go onto our website and you have to be willing to devote about 5 minutes to set this up. Truly, 5 minutes. You go onto the website and you create, based on answering the questions, you create a URL in this format. And you identify this portion up on the front. That's the part that's unique to your church. You create that, and then when you do, the site allows you to then download templates of a business card, which is personalized with that URL that you just created. You can also download handouts and larger posters, but they are all personalized with whatever you create when you set this up. So what do you do with that? Well, then you can take this template, for example, take it to the print shop, print a bunch of business cards, and hand some out to everyone in this room, and then ask them, during your week, give these cards to people and simply invite them to go check out that website. If they do, it will take them right to the World Bible School website where they're given the opportunity to register to study. If they study, and here's where the local part comes in, if they do register there, their name is forwarded right back here to any WBS teachers in this congregation. Here's the idea. You go out and find them, you get the opportunity to connect with them and teach them, share with them, encourage them, answer their questions, assist them as they study God's Word. That's using this URL. It can also be used in a lot of different ways. Some churches use things like this. It's a free classified newspaper. This one's called a thrifty nickel. In some places it's called a green sheet, a penny press. I don't know if you have one around here. If you do, purchase a little bitty ad. If you would like a free Bible study, go to and list the URL. It's as simple as that. It works. Some churches have made signs like this. Members actually put them up in their front yard so that bypassers can see. In this case, here's their URL. Billboards, some have done that. My home congregation, we do this. Sunday morning, we'll announce from the pulpit. If you're a visitor, would you please raise your hand? We want to give you some information about this church. One of the things we include is one of the little handouts that comes after you create that URL. It's a good way to give people the opportunity to sign up to study with one of you. If you have a church website, use that URL for a link. Anyone who goes there can sign up for the free Bible study, again, with one of you. Now, house to house, heart to heart. I understand you guys use house to house. Is that right?
Amen.
You know how it works. You are paying for house to house to send these to X number of households in your area. Anybody know how many you send to? I'm just curious.
About 600.
600? So every time you send this out, 600 households get this publication, which is a tremendous publication. But let me show you what you can do additionally for zero additional dollars. Look on the back page here. Notice that's the artwork I showed you a minute ago. When you create the URL, you can send this to the house-to-house folks, ask them, put this on the back page, costs you zero additional dollars. Now, when this goes out, 600 households are also getting a personal invitation to study with one of you. Great way to reach into the community. And by the way, here's a gentleman in Pennsylvania who responded to that very kind of an ad and was baptized back in January. This is one of my favorites. This gentleman himself purchased the rights to this URL, mark1616.com, and then he then made it what they call a redirect. All that means is you type that into your keyboard and hit enter, it's going to redirect you to some other site. In this case, it redirected the users to the church's Connect website. So he basically drove around all day long advertising World Bible School study opportunities. I show you all of these hopefully just to get you to thinking of ways in which you could use your URL as you create it to do similar things. Now, a second approach to finding people in your local area is different. Set aside the idea of the URL for just a moment. This one does not require that. This is called Web Ads. Web Ads is a program that was created by Google. It's used by businesses to find customers in their local area. Well, we want churches to use it to find people in their local area who want what you have to offer, the gospel of Christ. And it works. It works like this. It finds online seekers. It finds people who are already searching for things of a religious nature, already on their computer doing those searches, trying to find answers. Here's how you use it. You decide where you want to center your search, and let's assume it's right here. Then, in under 5 minutes, you go on the website, you tell it where you want to center your search, and it will ask you, how big a circle do you want to draw around that center point? A radius of 5 miles or up to a radius of 100 miles. When you do that, the area inside the circle becomes your targeted area. What that means is people in that area who are looking online, let's say they do a search for online Bible study, they will be presented with a list of places online to go for online Bible study. We do everything we can to be right at the top of that list. We want them to choose World Bible School. If they do and if they register, their name comes back to you. So you can connect, you can encourage, you can assist them as they study. That's how Web Ads works. This shows you all the places around the country that churches are using Web Ads. Every circle represents one of these targeted areas. It's being used in a lot of places to reach a lot of people. Also, in some foreign countries, it doesn't show up very well here, but up to 30 countries at this current time are being targeted in one form or another using Web Ads. Now, the last two tools I want to talk about quickly are new. In fact, they're not even released yet. They are close, but they're not quite there yet. The first one is called Spoken. Spoken is an app for your phone, and Spoken is designed to address what I call a worldwide phenomenon, and that is there are millions, and I'm not exaggerating, millions of people around the world who want desperately to speak the English language better than they currently can. They want to learn to speak the English language. Why? Better job opportunities, in some cases a better life. But they desperately want to do that. That's who this is targeting. It works like this. The person who wants to speak English better will put the app on their phone. They will open it up. And when they do, they will be presented with a passage of Scripture. In this case, it's John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. They will then be asked to press the record button and in their very best English, read that passage into their phone so that it is recorded. They do that. And then on the other side of this equation, the Christian who serves as their coach will have the opportunity to listen to the recording that they made. Now, why would we want to do that? Well, we want to do that because we, the Christian, is then asked to reply. Record a reply back to them. Give them encouragement. Build them up. Compliment their efforts in seeking to learn English. Give them some pronunciation tips. I have to be careful. I'm from Texas, so that sometimes, you know, that's a different language. But give them, give them pronunciation tips. But here's what's really neat. Tell them what this passage means to you. Give them some insight from a Christian's point of view. Now, the way this will work is we will have hundreds and hundreds of scriptures so a person can use this over and over again. And each time they do, they will be invited to register to study with World Bible School. So can you see our ulterior motive? We're offering the study of English or the improvement of their speaking of English. We hope that will cause them to agree to study God's Word with us. That's Spoken. Finally, the latest tool is called Methetis. Methetis is simply an English version of the Greek word for disciple or learner. Now, before I show you the next slide, I'm going to tell you this tool is geared for a specific age group. Any ideas who that age group might be? This tool is built for young people. It can be used by anyone, but it is built specifically with younger generations in mind. It is social media discipling. Why social media? Well, I think it's no surprise to anyone that if I say that young people tend to use social media a lot, let's go there to interact with young people. Let's go where young people are. That's why it's on social media. Here, it's listed as a social network for spiritual growth. That's how a person might see it if they're simply online doing searches. It would show up in that way. Now, the lessons on Methetis will fall into three categories. The first one, wondering what to believe. Is there anyone here who knows someone who truly is just wondering what in the world they should believe? What's truth? What's not? I have no idea. I'm wondering. There are people like that. These lessons are geared for those people. There's 10 of them, 10 lessons. The second one, in need of a Savior. Does anyone know someone who knows that there's something lacking in their lives? They know spiritually they need God, but they don't know how they should go about finding Him. They know they need a Savior, but they're kind of stuck. They don't know where to go. 10 lessons addressing those people as well. These two are ready now. All 20 are available now. The last 10, Seeking the Family of God, written for new Christians. This one will be available in the next 3 months or so. Here's how it works. Well, sorry, let me back up. How do we decide what lessons we want to cover? Well, again, this is based on social media. We looked and did an extensive study of what kind of searches are people asking? What kind of questions are they asking in their searches online? For example, who is God? Do you think very many people are asking that question online? What we found was every month, 23,000 people are doing searches because they want to know who is God. That's what's on their heart and on their mind. One of the lessons addresses that very question. Who am I? prepare to be shocked. 247,000 per month. Okay? So there's a lesson addressing that. Who is Jesus? 24,000. And these are all in the category of wondering what to believe. Additionally, what's the meaning of life? 79,000 per month. In need of a Savior, what does it mean to repent? 1,800, much smaller. But multiply that by 12 and you'll see a lot of people asking this important question. How can I be born again? 2,700. We're asking what people are looking for online spiritually and tailoring the lessons to those questions as a way to get them in, and we want to, from that, direct them to the gospel as it's presented in the scriptures. That's how this works. The person who uses it would go online. They would look at the available lessons. They would choose one. They could then study this all by themselves online with no outside influence. Or they could grab some friends, form a study group, and they would study it. When they do that, for each lesson, there is a very professionally done video from 5 to 8 or 9 minutes. They watch the video, they jointly discuss and answer the questions, and then they're given an opportunity to go out and to put into practice what they've learned from that lesson. Finally, an important part of this, our hope is that churches will get on board with this and say, we want to use this tool. We need instruction to make sure we're using it correctly. So we've developed curriculum that addresses all of the aspects of how to use Methodis properly. Also, there's 1/4's worth, 2/4's, 3/4's worth of lessons. These can also be used just by themselves as Bible class material as well. So I would encourage everyone here, please go online to methodis.org. You can view those 20 videos for the first two sections. Those are available right now. Take a look, see what you think. The official public launch for this will be right after the start of the new year. So be watching for that, and our hope is that will be a tremendous tool for many Christians to use. Those are the tools I wanted to talk about. Now, in just a couple of minutes, I want to really quickly share with you and summarize how you can use World Bible School. There's so many ways to use this material. The traditional way is teach someone halfway around the world. You can still do that, and many people do. But you can also teach in your hometown. You can use the material in printed form and one-on-one studies, online form and one-on-one studies. Use it as Bible class curriculum. The Master Series contains 50 lessons. That's basically a year's worth of material. With new Christians, again, the last two booklets, very, very good material for new Christians. In benevolence outreach, do you have some kind of way you reach out to your community? Add the invitations to study with these to that effort. In print or online, and in a variety of languages. Do you speak Spanish? All of this is available. All of the Master Series is available in Spanish as well. A lot of places have used Bibles for a lot of different ways. It's been tremendous to see. Give them to church visitors. Put them in the pews. Or better yet, put them in the pews and then from the pulpit ask, if you're here and need a Bible, take the one in front of you. Take it home with you. It's a great, great opportunity. Take them to people in the hospitals, the church in East Texas. I'll tell that one this afternoon. So come back and I'll tell you. That's a tremendous story. Food pantry, clothing giveaways, offer the Bible. Kids at Bible camp, give them a Bible here if they come and they complete the Bible camp. High school graduations, tremendous gift for them. But going back to one thing I said before, create the URL, insert one of these in the Bible, make it truly personal. Give this Bible away and invite someone to study with you when you give it to them. This church in McKenzie, Tennessee did that. See their senior group here and this gentleman holding the Bible? They simply created a little band they put around the Bible. If you open it up inside, it gives the details on how you can study and study with them. Very, very simple idea, but very effective way to share. Baskets for Babies, a church that I know of. The ladies create these tremendous baskets full of goodies for new mothers in the community. They include as part of that the Bible class or the World Bible School materials. Do you have community events? Offer games, etc. Also offer World Bible School studies. National Bring Your Bible to School Day. If you're not familiar with that one, look it up. This last year, a church in Tennessee, church of 50, 50 people bought 2,000 Bibles because they asked and were given permission to go into the schools in their school district and give away Bibles. And they gave away almost all 2,000 Bibles. Here's a young boy who received one laying across his grandmother's car reading his new Bible. Backpacks for the Homeless Church in Alabama did this. Include World Bible School material. Bottom line, here's what I'd like to ask you. What will your story be? Think about how these tools can be used. Find ways to use them in your community and around the world. And then let me know how it goes, because I would love to have a slide up here soon so that I can tell other people how you use these tools and how they work for you. Bottom line, I would ask you to please get involved. I would ask you to consider every one of these photos is an actual person whose life was changed by WBS. It is truly a powerful teaching method and can change lives. So please get involved. Please pray for this ministry.
Amen.
Please consider becoming a study helper yourself. And if you'll come back this afternoon, I can show you how simple that can be. And finally, consider supporting this ministry if you think it's worthwhile. But if you do nothing else, I would ask you, please get one of these Bibles and give it to someone. Offer them the opportunity to learn from God's Word and see how that can change their lives. When we look in the book of Mark, chapter 4, we see the parable of the sower, and I'm just about done, next to the last slide. We see the parable of the sower, and I can picture in my mind that man reaching into that bag and sowing that seed far and wide. What does Scripture tell us happened to most of the seed that he sowed? Didn't produce a crop. But what happened to the rest? Scripture says that the rest produced a crop some 30, some 60, some 100 fold. Now here's the point. If I had been that man, and if I could have, here's what I would have done, if I could have. I would have opened that sack and said, I'm going to plant this one because I know it'll grow. And all these others, I'm not going to bother. But he couldn't know that. We can't know that today. So we need to be about the business of sowing seed.
Amen.
Whether it's with World Bible School or whatever you choose, I would encourage you, please be about the business of sharing the message of Jesus with those who need to hear it.
Amen.
Bottom line, that's my presentation. I do want to read you 4 verses of Scripture, and the lesson will be yours today. I want to read you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Scripture says, Moreover, brothers, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which you also are saved if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus. If you're here today and you have heard and understand the good news of Jesus, I would tell you that if you're not a Christian, you need to be.
Amen.
You need to consider seriously what that means, and you need to become a Christian. You need to become a follower of Christ and enjoy the blessings that He offers. If you need to do that today, we're going to give you the opportunity in just a moment. If you're here today and you are a Christian and you have needs that this body can meet for you, we'd invite you to come as well. Whatever your need, if we can assist you, please come as we stand and as we sing the invitation song.
466. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have and bear your burden and carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee.